Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 26th edition. Got a big 14-game slate on tap tonight. Heck of a Monday slate. Ozzie Albies finishes it off with the walk-off ding-dong. It was beautiful, beautiful. And then the Slack chat came through. We started breaking down Blake Snell some more. A bunch of us jumped on that. It turned out to be a good deal. Get the first look with the podcast in the morning and get a little chit-chat throughout the day in the Slack chat. It worked out really, really well. So come join us there if you're looking for a little extra DFS advice. But again, we got a 14-game slate on tap, so let's not mess around. Talk about the totals, Nationals, and Rays. You're not having that one because that is a day game. Yankees, Phillies, 7.5. Mariners, Orioles, 8.5. Waiting on the total in the Diamondbacks, Marlins, as Eliezer Hernandez is making a start for the Miami Marlins. Angels, Red Sox, 10, which is pretty damn funny. A's, Tigers, 9. Pirates, Mets, 8. Reds, Braves, 9. Padres, Rangers, 10. Royals, Brewers, 8. Twins, White Sox, 9. Jays, Astros, 8. Indians, Cardinals, 7.5. Cubs, Dodgers, 7.5. Rockies, Giants, 8.5. So, some pretty interesting pitching on the slate and some places to target your bats, as usual. We do have some weather to keep an eye on, blowing out to left field in Boston between the Angels and the Red Sox. Oakland and Detroit blowing in from left about 10 miles an hour. 25 to 30% chances of rain there, so keep an eye on that. Pittsburgh and the Mets blowing out to left at about 12 miles an hour. Cincinnati, Atlanta, chances of rain kind of like last night. Hopefully not as bad as last night, but like last night. San Diego, Texas blowing in from right center about 13 miles an hour and hot, hot, hot yet again. So hitter's environment. Minnesota and Chicago does not look good. About 75% chances of rain. Dies off later in the evening if they want to wait. It's all there, but it looks like all day it's going to be raining there. So that one sucks because there's a cheapy arm we like in that one. But keep an eye, maybe it gets in. Cleveland, St. Louis blowing out the left at about 12 miles an hour and about 40% chances of rain there. So kind of messy like last night as well. So we got a couple of spots to keep an eye on, but nothing we can do about that. Let's get into the pitching on this slate. You got five guys over 10K. You got Luis Severino at 13-1, Corey Kluber at 12-9, Jimmy Paxton at 12-5, Morton at 12,000, Stripling at 10-5. I'm going to just say it. Severino, phenomenal spot against the Phillies team that strikes out a ton against right-handed pitching, 26.3% of the time. He's a heavy road favorite. Everything lines out great for him. The only downside I'd say is it's a big time. It's a nice hitter's ballpark. Lefty's 297, righty's 285, third lowest total at 3. Severino's definitely in play up here if you want to pay all the way to the top. I don't hate it. Just remember, it's like Verlander last night. It's risky because they got to perform with big, big numbers. Doesn't always work that way. For 200 less, you got a guy like Corey Kluber at St. Louis who Severino and Kluber both get rid of the DH, get a pitcher involved, which is different. St. Louis strikes out about 23.5% of the time. They have a team total of 3.3, fifth lowest on the slate. So Kluber is in play as well. I kind of like Severino a little better than Kluber, but both in play. But my favorite guy up top here is Jimmy Paxton at 12-5 at the Baltimore Orioles. Paxton's been outstanding this year. ERA at 3.72. Last two starts have been a bit rocky at New York and against Boston. I'm going to let that one go. Because prior to that, outstanding 31, 25, 3, hiccup at 12.5, then 38, 36, 4, 11, 9, 46, 5, 44, 2. He has that just big, big game upside. Facing a Baltimore Orioles team that strikes out almost 22% of the time versus lefties. And the thing I really, really like is they are horrific against left-handed pitching. They do have a total of 4. Lefties 320, righties 304 versus Paxton, but a wOBA of 290 and an ISO of 137 for the Orioles against left-handed pitching. They're bottom 3 or 4 in all of baseball against left-handed pitching. I really, really like me some Jimmy Paxton tonight. I think people still get scared off when they think about the Orioles because of Machado and Trumbo and Mancini and Scope and all that. Hey, maybe they run into one tonight. Who knows? Anything's possible. But when you look at saving 600 off of Severino, 400 off of Kluber, those little bits do help. When you have these many aces, you're going to have to pay up for some bats somewhere. And give me some Jimmy Paxton, 12-5. I'll pass on Charlie Morton, and I'll go to Ross Stripling at 10-5. He just faced the Cubs in Wrigley his last go-round, and it definitely wasn't his best start, 16.7 points. Still didn't bury you is the bright side about this at 10-5. Just prior to that, he was a 20-plus point machine for five or six straight starts. He comes back home to L.A. against this Cubs team that strikes out 21% of the time. All of his peripherals look outstanding. The Cubs have a 3.32 total, just about the same as the Cardinals. Lefties 241, righties 232. I love some Stripling. If you want to be weird, because people don't want to go against the Cubs, you saw Kenta Maeda slice and dice him last night. He treated him like a good sashimi. It was crazy. But Stripling at 10-5 is definitely worth the look as well in this 10K and above range. So tonight, the lower tier pitching's got a couple spots, but not the greatest. So you might need to come up top and look for a guy like a Stripling or a Paxton. And then you have the big boys like Kluber and Severino. So the way I look at it is I got Paxton 1, Severino, Kluber, 2A, 2B, and then Morton or Stripling 3, but Stripling's the big GPP play. If you want to really go on the limb and save some cash, I move Stripling all the way to the top. But so Paxton, then Severino, Kluber, and then Stripling. That's kind of the way I look at it right there. Let's go below 10K, and then you got guys like Zach Godley, $9,200. At the Miami Marlins, Godley is definitely getting that spin rate starting to work a lot better. Remember I mentioned, listen to that Bench with Bubba with Paul Spore, episode 101. He talks about a different curveball he's using due to the humidor and whatnot. He faced Pittsburgh his last time out, 19.3 points. He has basically 19 or more points in three straight starts in four of his last five and six of his last eight. The two that he didn't get were negatives and nasty. But you're going into a very nice pitcher's ballpark in Miami. Against Marlins team that strikes out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He still has a 25% strikeout rate, 12.5% swinging strike rate, and a 54% ground ball rate. So everything's working. It's just a matter of how effective it's working. And lately it's been working really, really well. Still waiting on a team total because no total's been out due to Eliezer Hernandez. But the Marlins, 293 wOBA versus righties, 128 ISO. That is dreadful. That's bottom of baseball level stuff. So Godley at 92. If you don't want to pay all the way to the top, is a great spot to start your cha-cha, or if you're in cash games or even GPPs and you like some value bats, you can max them up with a Stripling or a Paxton and really make some magic happen. So don't mind Godley at all. And then, you know, you got guys like Johnny Lester, who's interesting. He's facing the Dodgers in L.A. Kiki's hot. You got Turner and company. You can go there at 87 if you want. He pitched okay against them in Wrigley lately. I'm looking at a guy like David Price at $8,300. We're getting quite the discount on Price. And yeah, he's a headache at times. He's faced the Angels once this year, five innings, three hits, one earned, six Ks, or 21 DraftKings points. He's coming off a rough one at Minnesota, but prior to that, 28-2, 20.7, 21.9, a 14-5, a 25-9, 35-8, 19-2. He was looking really, really good. Once he gave up Fortnite, things turned around for David Price. It's amazing. It's a detriment to video games all around the world that David Price has done. But you have an Angels team which strikes about 20% of the time versus lefties. Not a big K team, but he's got the strikeout stuff he has been showing this season. And you got an Angels team with a team total of... Where'd you go? 4.3. Lefties 321, righties 328 versus David Price. But they have a 304 wOBA and a 159 ISO, both just barely above at league average against left-handed pitching. So Price 83, you know, he's not as dominant as he once was, but still has some nice 20-plus point upside at that price point that I'll definitely give him a look in that mid-tier range. So when I'm looking at the 8s and the 9s, I got Godley 1, Price 2. Now it gets really interesting when you drop down into the 7s and below. You got Freddy Peralta. We mentioned last time he's a crapshoot. Is his fastball working? Is he getting the swing and strikes? Boom. He got you 30 points his last time out, 7Ks. Because the start prior, he got hit around by the Twins for 5.6. At Coors, 41. You just never know which Peralta you're going to get. He's facing a Kansas City team that doesn't strike out a ton. 19% versus righties. He's a minus 215 favorite. That is banana lands. He has a 41% K rate and only given three starts. This is a very small sample. 13.1% walk rate, not good. A 14% swing strike rate's outstanding. Limits the hard contact, but he does give up a lot of fly balls. So it's like you pick your poison. He's $7,900. Makes for a very, very intriguing GPP play. The Royals have a 3.1 total, fourth lowest on the slate. They have a 289 WOBA and a 124 ISO. Dreadful. That's like Miami Marlins versus Zach Godley. Dreadful. And you're getting them at $7,900. So Peralta definitely in play. Strikeouts are as well a bit of a concern, but when you're throwing the heat like he is, you could probably tack on a few extra. So Peralta at 79, very, very interesting. He, you know, Mike Moustakas might run into one or something like that, but as a whole, Peralta at 79, definitely a mid-tier guy you can get behind. Frankie Montas is going to be a popular one in this range, and I do like him. He's $7,600 at the Detroit Tigers. Tigers offense, just bad, bad. He's been much better on the road, too, 22.4 points on average on the road. He's coming off a 24-pointer at San Diego. We were all over that. He got beat up by Houston, but then prior to that, Kansas City twice for 20.5 points or more in both of them. So he's basically got 20.5 in three of his four starts. You take out a Houston start, he's been really, really good. Facing this Detroit team, he strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Team total of 4.45, lefties 295, righties 320 versus Frankie Montas. And just like the Marlins, just like the Royals, really, really bad versus righties. 295 WOBA, 138 ISO. Horrible, horrible stuff. So Montas in play at 76. Heck, you can put a Peralta-Montas combo together and get all the bats you want. Something to think about. And then last but not least, the one I love the most down here, but that rain in Chicago is just blah. Lance Lynn, $7,300 at the Chicago White Sox. We always like to target the Chicago White Sox. Lynn's faced him once this year, 6 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks, 22.7 DraftKings points. He's really started to turn it around. Hit 14.5 versus Boston his last time out, but then 22.8, 21.9, 20.7, 18.1, 22.8. He's really starting to get things going. I loved him when I made my cheat sheet, started looking at stuff. And the last thing I always look at is weather, and I just went, damn it. He's in a great spot. Lefties at 387, righties 301. White Sox have an average WOBA of 304, average ISO of 156. Lance Lynn is in a great spot. If this game somehow gets in and the weather changes completely, Lance Lynn is the cheap pitcher I want to really, really dig into today at $7,300. There's really no one else I like down below here, but the one I can mention if you want to get weird is Austin Bibbins-Dirks at $4,600 against the San Diego Padres. Price point is mainly the reason. He's had three starts this year, 13.4, 6.5, 12.3. You're paying $4,600, which is basically a good offensive bat. You'll pay more for a lot of bats. He's cheap as hell. He allows you to do whatever you want. It's a Padres team that does have a high total because the game was a high total. It's 4.95. Lefties 326, righties 351. But when you look at the Padres versus righties, a 287 WOBA and a 125 ISO. Again, Miami Marlins bad, Detroit Tiger bad. It's Kansas City Royals bad. All those guys we loved. Padres are in the same boat. They just have a phenomenal hitting environment. And Austin's Bibbins-Dirks isn't sexy at all. But there's a lot to like there. They also strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So it's risky because Bibbins-Dirks can get lit up like a goddamn firework on the 4th of July. But at $4,600, you know, he can rack up some strikeouts there against a Padres team that loves to strike out. We saw Cole Hamels do his thing with them. They got some runs, a three-run homer, and they factored another run in there. So if that three-run homer is a solo homer, who gives a shit? If Austin Bibbins-Dirks throws six innings, gives up four runs, and strikes out five, you will take that at $4,600. So that's kind of the thought process there. Now, could he get shelled and not even finish the first inning? Yes. It's a gamble you want to take. He's definitely not a cash game play. But in a GPP, you can match him up with any pitcher. If you can go all the way to the top and still get a ton of bats, you can match him up with one of those 7K guys, 8K guys, get every bat you freaking want. So just keep him in mind. Is he a great play? We'll see. Is he a fun GPP play? Definitely. So that's kind of where you got to mix and match and decide where you want to plant your flag on a 14-game slate where there is some nice bats to look at. So recapping your pitching, all the way up top, you got Paxton 1, Severino, Kluber, kind of share spot 2, and then Stripling's the GPP play at 3. If you want to GPP it, he moves to the top of that list. In the middle, you got Godley 1, Price 2. That's pretty easy for me. And then down below, it's Lance Lynn, Freddy Peralta, Frankie Montas in that 7K range. I like all those arms, all really valuable for you. And then if you want to get weird, Austin Bibbins-Dirks for $4,600. $1,000. Before we get to the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store is a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts just the way you like them with your season-long teams. You're done in under 5 minutes, you're in, you're out, good to go. You got golf coming up for the Quicken Loans National. Go check out the always-pressing PGA DFS pod with myself and Jesse, dropped last night, giving you the full rundown for that slate. And it'll help you with your draft. You draft five golfers, you rock, you roll, no ownership issues. You're the only ones that has them. They do it for baseball, a pitcher, two infielders / DHs, two outfielders, piece of cake. And they also have best balls for the NFL. Great stuff there. Those take longer than 5 minutes. Hate to break that one to you. But they're a ton of fun. And if you make your first deposit using promo code SDSports at checkout, you get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choosing. Best ball, golf, baseball, whatever you want. It is there. So go check it out. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports for free entry into a free $3 tournament. Let's go to the catcher's position. We got guys like Evan Gattis, Berukey making the start for Toronto. He's a lefty. We know how that's going to go. Not good. Evan Gattis at 45 is a high-priced, very talented, very good option on this slate. Good on a guy like Tucker Barnhart at 37. He's starting to get a little steep on the price tag, but he's worth a look. If Max Stassi starts for Houston at 36, get a little bit of a discount and still get that nice Houston lineup to attack there. Go down a little farther. Salvi Perez could run into a fastball of Peralta's at 36. I don't mind that for GPP. I do like Peralta, but like I said, he does give up a lot of fly balls and some hard contact, so keep an eye on that one. Robbie Chirinos at 32. GPP only is not running to play that by any means. But say Chris Sionetta starts for Colorado. He's 3,200 versus Derek Holland. I'm not running to target Derek Holland. Everyone's going to want to target Derek Holland, and you know maybe he has one of his bad starts, but as a whole, he's been sneaky good this year, like not getting blown up good. He's still not great, but he doesn't get blown up. Lefties hit 255. Righties still do hit 377. Rockies have a total of four. It's like 10th lowest on the slate. They have a great WOBA, 345. Great ISO, 190. So they smoke righties. A lot of the Rockies' ISOs and WOBAs, you got to also factor in Coors Field. So not saying they can't do it. It's just going to be different. So you can look at the Arenados and the stories and whatnot. But as a whole, I don't run to stack Derek Holland just because way more often than not this year, he hasn't gotten destroyed. But if you want one-offs or you want to get different, Ionetta at 32 could be in play for you. You go down below the 3K range. You got guys like Manny Pena at 3K in a GPP type look. Rafi Lopez, if you aren't playing Bibbins, Dirk Lopez is $2,900. He's in play as a cheap catcher in that environment. Martin Maldonado against the lefty Price. If you're not playing Price at 28, Maldonado does hit lefties really, really well. And righties can get to Price a bit, so keep an eye on that one. And the farther down you look, there will be some openings for sure. You know, you got Diaz for Pittsburgh versus Steven Matz. He could be an option. Chris Herman's a guy I've been targeting a lot. He's playing the outfield for Seattle. He's catcher outfield eligible. He's against Gossman. He's $2,600. That's a punt I do like. If you're going down there, I don't hate that at all. That's one I can definitely get behind. And then Alex Avila is 2,500 versus Hernandez for Miami. Eliezer Hernandez, he's another punt. I'd probably rather go Herman at 26, but Avila at 25. If you need the $100, you could do worse. Maybe not the way he's hitting this year, but every now and then he had a big game last week. He can run into one for you and help you win a GPP. First base, you got Freddie Freeman at home versus Matt Harvey at 55. That is great. Goldie's not bad either at 52. Thames is interesting because when Junis gives up the long ball, he gives up a lot. Jesus Aguilar runs into Jacob Junis as well for $4,800. But then you go down to guys like Brandon Belt, 47 versus Bettis. He'll get extremely overlooked in that matchup. That's got some staying power there. Yuli Gurriel, 4,400 versus Baruch. He's a guy I can get behind. A little farther down, like a Carlos Santana and a GPP versus Severino at 41. I don't hate it. Joey Gallo and a GPP at 39 versus Tyson Ross is a very interesting play in that environment. Could look at that. Ian Desmond's 39 versus Holland. Eric Hosmer is in a great spot again. If you're not using Bibbins Dirks, $3,800 for Hosmer is very cheap. You need to treat Texas almost like it's Coors. So you're getting discounted bats here. That's one way to look at it. If JD Davis cracks the Houston lineup at 38 versus Berukey, I don't hate that as a GPP type play because he'll be super low owned. And Albert Pujols at 37 versus Price. Sandoval at 36 versus Bettis and GPPs only, of course. When you dig farther down, though, there's some you can get behind. Switch it and Josh Bell at 34. Justin Bour at 34. If you're not using Godley, both cheapies you can definitely look at. And then a Logan Morrison at 33 if that Minnesota-Chicago game gets in. Lomo is a great punt. He's starting to slowly heat up. I retweeted Batflip Crazy's ex-Woba leaders of late, and then Lomo's rising up that list, and you've seen him go yard lately. He's a good option there versus Lopez, who's been giving up a lot of pop this year, so keep an eye on that. And then like Hunter Dozier at 3,100 as the ultimate punt, but I'd probably call Lomo the lowest I'd go at first base. Second base, you got Altuve versus the lefty Baruch. He's very much in play. Ozzie Albies, again, he was my top guy last night, and he crushed it. 28 points, walked it off. He was money. Money in the bank at 5K. I love him again tonight. Maybe not as much versus Harvey. I'm not going to go that far on a limb, but I do love him again. He's a great, great play. He's my, if you're going all the way to the top, I take him over Altuve right now. So keep that in mind. You can go Jed Lowry at 44, switch hitting versus Hardy. And good platoon advantage because if Hardy comes out, he can go back to the left side. So I do like that a little bit. Asdrubal Cabrera at 4,100 versus Chad Kuhl is a very nice look there. We know lefties versus Kuhl. We love to run and target. But if you're not paying up, there's still some nice options at this position. You know, a D. Gordon, he's really, really heating up. He's second base outfield eligible, $3,900. 17 points last night. He's been stealing bags. 17-0, but then 7-12. 3-10, 7-9. He's definitely starting to put it together leading off and against Kevin Gausman, who when he gets blown up bad. So it does come into play. Ian Kinsler at 38 versus David Price. I do like that quite a bit in that matchup. Franklin Barreto, 37, if he gets to a start for Oakland. They've been starting to play him a lot lately, going up against the lefty Hardy. When you look at Oakland real quick here, total of 4.55. Hardy's got some reverse splits. Lefty's 348, righty's 297. I still give Brett the chance there. If he's going to do anything, he's going to run into one. You got Josh Harrison at 37 versus Matt Spangenberg, another nice lefty from San Diego at 36 versus Bibbins Dirks. So the second base position, yesterday I didn't really like any of the low options. Today we have a bunch to choose from. So you don't have to go up like Alan Hansen at 36. If he's leading off, that becomes outstanding value. And Nico Goodrum at 36 versus Montas. Very good stuff here. Ketel Marte at 36. I absolutely love him and Descalso both at 36. Those are phenomenal plays. Hitting 4 and 5 in the order a lot lately. At that price point against a garbage pitcher like Hernandez, that's outstanding. Outstanding price tags there. I got, you know, you got the Rangers guys in Odor and Kenner Falafa. So definite value at this position today that you don't have to go all the way to the top like you did yesterday. I still love me some Albies, don't get me wrong there. Really, really, really like Albies if I can get him in. But you don't have to today. Like I'm telling you, $3,600 for Descalso or Marte are not bad options at all. You know, Nico Goodrum and a GPP can run into one. Alan Hansen's been playing great. Like Marte, Descalso, Hansen, all $3,600. Love it. Spangenberg in that environment. You got Harrison against a lefty. Barreto and Kinsler, interesting GPP type plays. So definitely options down there in that mid 3K range. Third base, you got Arenado versus Holland, which Arenado in his career has destroyed the Giants. So I already mentioned there's some guys that you could definitely use if you want to, and he's one of them at 58. You got Jose Ramirez, Eugenio Suarez, all in play. But Bregman at 49 is the guy I want. He was priced up yesterday. He's 46 today. So up to 49. It's 51, 5,052 over the weekend he was priced up. He got 26 yesterday. I've been going to Ding Dong City in a great spot today. So I like him a lot at 49. He'd be my top priced guy at this position. You know, Max Muncy's first base, third base eligible at 48 going against Lester. He does hit lefties really, really well. Eduardo Escobar, if that game gets in at 46, is a great play versus Ronaldo Lopez. Definitely in play on that one. So kind of a Bregman, Escobar, and then Muncy in your GPPs. If you go all the way to the top, when you drop down some more, though, like a Jaime Candelario at 4K versus Montas, he's worth a look for you. Jake Lamb at 4K, he went Ding Dong City yesterday. Another great spot here versus Hernandez to do some damage. Maybe a Brian Anderson, not really in love with that play. Kyle Seager at 37 for some nice value. Spangenberg again at 36. Alan Hansen again at 36. So some good options there. You get Justin Turner at a discount at 3,600 versus the lefty Lester. Yes, Lester can be good at the same time. We know what Turner can do versus lefties. That's a big-time discount at 3,600. You also have Descalso down here at 3,600, so both solid plays at that price point. Other than that, maybe, no, that might be about it. Maybe Danny Valencia if you're fading Paxton at 32, but check your lineups and see what comes up after that. At the shortstop position, you got Frenchy Lindor at 5,600. He's pretty much a play every day, even though it's Carmart. I'm not running to play him. I'd rather play Carlos Correa at 51 versus Baruki. Houston's going to be a popular one tonight. Total of 5.3, second highest on the slate. So definitely keep an eye on them. Xander Bogaerts versus Lamb at 5K is a nice one as well. Lamb is not very good. Lefty that they can get to. They got Trevor Story at 49 versus Holland. So all three really good options there up top. And you got Segura and Machado and Gregorius. All phenomenal looking plays. But I really like Correa all the way at the top if you're going that high. You got another guy like Eduardo Escobar at 46. We can definitely look at Jurickson Profar at 42. But Marcus Semien crushes lefties. He's 4,100 versus Hardy. Oakland does amazing things when they leave that ballpark there in Oco Coliseum. So keep an eye on those guys. B. Craw's been on fire. He's 3,900 versus Bettis. So it's definitely one you can look at. Ketel Marte as well at 3,600 is something you can take a peek at that price point. When you drop down, though, Kiki Hernandez, shortstop outfield at 35. Yeah, we don't know how that goes. He went deep again yesterday. The guy's on fire against righties and lefties, so keep him in mind. JT Riddle at 32 as a punt. Adrianza at 31 is another really good punt if that game plays. Other than that, you know, you're going to have Miguel Rojas down here at 2,800. You can look at him. If Greg Garcia cracks line up at 27, he's a punt. Other than that, check your lineups. See, you got Alcides Escobar at 26 versus Peralta as well. Outfield, you're going to be loaded on a 14-game slate. You got Betts in a great spot versus Lamb. Trout is Trout. Betts is actually more than Trout today at 6,100. That's just crazy. JD Martinez versus the lefty Lamb at 57 is just like, that's what dreams are made of. We already love JD versus lefty, and then you put him up against Lamb, just by God. That's going to be some carnage. Get the JR, the Jim Ross soundbite, by God. You got Judge Rosario, I like a lot at 5,300 in his matchup there against Ronaldo Lopez, weather permitting. Benintendi's not bad. Nelly Cruz on fire. Chris Davis versus a lefty at 5K. Shin-Soo Choo versus Tyson Ross at 49 in that environment might get way overlooked for what it could be. That could be a really nice one. David Peralta, an Arizona stack could be quietly intriguing as lefties are hitting 395 versus Eliezer Hernandez. Righty's only 293, but lefty's 395. Those D-backs bats are slowly heating up, so could be a quiet, sneaky stack there. Little Bell Herrera is hot, but he's running into Severino tonight, so we'll see how that goes. Same with Rhys Hoskins. But then you got like Inciarte at 46, Markakis at 46 versus Harvey. Great prices if you don't go all the way to the top. You know, Will Myers versus Bibbs Dirks. Michael Brantley's 46. Nick Castellanos only 44. Leonis Martin only 43. Stuff to look at there if you want to be different. Those are definitely GPP plays. But like starting Marte at 43 versus Steven Matz, love that play. Marte might not be as fire as he once was, but you can target Steven Matz early and often. Lefty's 266, righty's 339. We know the caliber of player Marte is. $4,300. This guy used to be a lot more expensive than that. He got 21 points on Sunday and then a 5, 8, 0, 13, 14. So the play's been there. It's not as consistent as you're used to from Starling Marte. Facing a guy like Matz could help out with that. Again, the wind's blowing out hard to left at Citi Field tonight. Teoscar Hernandez in a GPP, maybe. Scotty Scheffler, if he's leading off again at 41, I do like that a lot versus Animal Sanchez. Derek Dietrich is an intriguing option there. Matty Kemp at 4K versus John Lester, someone to keep an eye on for sure. Conforto at 4K versus Cool. Hopefully Nimmo comes back tonight, but he's been out. He's got a messed up finger. Mentioned Joey Gallo at 39 earlier. D. Gordon at 39, both interesting options. Also first base outfield, second base outfield eligible. Mentioned Ian Desmond as well. You go down to a guy like Hunter Renfro at 38, really heating up, had a big game last night. We love him a little more versus lefties, still in play versus a guy like Bibbs Dirks. Denard Span told you he was a sexy play last night. He went to Ding Dong City. He's 38 tonight versus Gosman. Not saying he's going to go to Ding Dong City, but definitely at that price point does bring value to the table. The farther down you look, you got guys like Steven Piscotty, who's really heating up. He's 3,700 versus Hardy. Kana's 37 as well. I go Piscotty over Kana, but both are interesting GPP kind of plays. Adam Duvall, 36 in a GPP, is in play. Gorkys Hernandez, 36, if he's leading off, is in play for you. It hit that matchup. You know, as you keep sliding down, I got Jesse Winker, 3,500, is worth a look for some value. A Jason Hayward at 35 brings value. I mentioned Kiki Hernandez at 35 already. he's in play for you. As you drop below 3,500, get closer to threes. You got like Preston Tucker if he's playing versus Harvey at 33, or Kroberson at 33, both cheaper options. You got guys like Perella at 33 for the Padres, Manny Margot, both in play against Bibbins, Dirks. Ben Gamble at 33 could be a cheaper option. Chad Pinder, love playing him for the A's versus lefties. He's 33 versus Hardy. Keep him in mind if you're looking for some cheaper options, like a Daniel Palka at 33. Garcia. I'm blanking. Avisil Garcia at $3,300 for the White Sox is another cheapy, weather permitting, in that one. I really hope that game gets in. He can do some damage in that game. Other than that, let's check your lineups. There will be some other cheapies to get to, but a lot to like on a 14-game slate. Again, you can do a lot of things with your pitching. You got recapping it up top. Severino, or you got Paxton 1, Severino, Kluber 2, Stripling 3, but Stripling's that big GPP play that could differentiate things. And then 8s and 9s, you got Godley 1, Price 2. Godley's in a great spot today. Great, great spot. When you get down to the 7s, you got Lance Lynn, who I love, but watch the weather. Then you got Peralta and Montas there. And then down below, if you want to get really weird, Austin Bibbins-Dirks is $4,600. So something to keep in mind. Let's take a look at your BVP on this Tuesday, June 26th slate. Denard Span, 6 for 13, 3 doubles versus Kevin Gausman. That looks nice. Cole Calhoun's taking David Price deep, so it's Kinsler, but as a team hitting 212, not a lot to run with there. Some days you got a lot of BVP, some days you don't. Nick Markakis, 7 for 25 with a double. Ozzie Albies has taken Harvey deep, 3 for 5, 2 doubles and a homer. Freddie Freeman as a homer as well. Nomar Sanchez, 4 for 7, 2 doubles off a limb, but not much. Lomo, talk about owning Ronaldo Lopez. I told you I liked him as a cheapy option. Very small sample, but 5 for 6 with a double and 2 homers. So 3 extra base hits, 5 for 6. Lots to like there in a small sample size. Yonder Alonso, 4 for 9 with a double off of Carmart. Kiki Hernandez, 5 for 16 with a double and 2 homers off John Lester. Bellinger's taking him deep. Kemp's taking him deep as well. But those Kiki numbers, very, very nice in that one, as he's just playing great baseball. Brandon Belt, 9 for 22, 2 doubles and a homer off Bettis. Gorkys, Pablo, Belt, Panic, Pence, Crawford have all taken Bettis deep. This Giants team is hitting 299 with a 333 OBP, 480 slug, 814 OPS, 353 wOBA, and a 181 ISO off of Chad Bettis. The Giants can be a sneaky play for you tonight. They can let people down, but it can be interesting. Chris Iannetta, 10 for 31, 2 doubles and a homer off of Derek Holland. Blackman, Arenado, Desmond, and LeMahieu have all taken Holland deep. As a team, they're hitting 342 with a 429 wOBA and a 263 ISO off of Holland. So they've had great success. Given, I want to preface, like I said, Holland's been much, much, much better this year. But still, numbers don't lie, and eventually things will catch up with you. He hasn't had a blow up in a while. Maybe it's tonight. We look at the Giants, team total 4.5, lefties 347, righties 344. They have a higher total than the Rockies. Rockies is a total of 4, lefties 255, righties 377. So keep all of that in mind for you when you're breaking it all down. No real birthdays today. Sorry, a bunch of old guys. Derek Jeter's birthday today. El Capitan, his birthday today. So go check that out. Give some love to number 2. But that'll do it for your Tuesday Quick Hits edition. Hope everybody has a great day. 14-game slate. Check us out at The Sports Degens, thesportsdegens.com. Again, always pressing PGA DFS, previewing the Quicken Loans is out and about. Myself and Jesse. I recorded a bench with Bubba with Paul Martin last night. Talked a lot of Yankees, a lot of prospects, a lot of draft stuff, a lot of fun. Always talking with Paul. Really good stuff there, so go check that out. You got a lot of great contact from Freeze. You got Andrew McClintock. You got Dana. You got Brian Cray and more guys coming down the list. So go check it all out. Lots of great, great content coming out at thesportsdegens.com. If you got any questions, hit us up in the Slack chat. Just ask for an invite. We'll let you on in. It's free, free, free. With that being said, good luck on your Tuesday edition of Quick Hits. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits Tuesday, June 26th edition. I'm out. We'll be right back.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.